This is the Talent, Sales, and Scale Show.
Are some access issues? There were already starting to be access issues before the pandemic.
Well, yeah, because you can't go in, terror threats and a security environment. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And so that's not, that also, that genie is also not going back in the bottle. So it's going to be, you know, the next decade. And if you look at it through 2020, when the pandemic started, through 2030, I think outside sales is going to be a hybrid of being great with the phone, with phone calls, being great with emails and text messages, which I was horrible with. I didn't realize until about 2018 that I have to use exclamation points and emojis when communicating with my female prospects, because they convey, in text messaging, they convey excitement. When they send messages between their friends, they're always trying to convey their excitement for something. And I'd have some of my clients were like, Mike, I have to ask you a question. Why do you not use exclamation points in your text messages? Are you just not excited to text me? And I'm like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't understand. And they were like, you have to use, and I was like, really? And all the other, you know, I was in dermatology in Charlotte, it was a female dominated with physician assistants, nurse practitioners, and a lot more female DOs and MDs are entering the fray. And they all kind of looked at me like, oh, you didn't know that? Oh my gosh, we just thought you weren't excited to send us a message because, and I didn't realize this, you know, I didn't meet my wife till 2018. And she also kind of said the same thing. She said, you know, or was it 2017? Maybe it was 2017. But it was before I met my wife. And she said, oh, you didn't realize that? Like, yeah, you have to use emojis and you have to use punctuation. And so here I was just sending text messages out and people must've thought I was, you know, kind of sitting there very monotone. And so, you know, there's been an evolution towards technology and that is going to be even more so. And what's great about that is the ability to replicate yourself. Whereas I can be in multiple, I can have multiple sales conversations going on simultaneously. Whereas my dad's generation, it was one-on-one.
Yeah, so let's talk through that. I mean, so why not just do everything through inside sales?
Well, it's a great question. Some products you're going to be able to do that. And I believe those products may be more utilitarian. I know software is kind of viewed utilitarian. You know, it's a utility, it's nice, it's technical. And it's also something where, because it's digital, I think more digital products, people view them as being something that can be done from your home or on the phone. More physical, tangible products, products that need samples, especially in the medical and pharmaceutical world, face-to-face just gives you a level of connection that you can't get over the phone. And that's why, you know, when people started opening back up and they could see their family members, there's videos online of them crying. And because there's something about the human touch, you know, shaking somebody's hand. And I know that with COVID, you know, a lot of people have stopped doing that, but I still shake hands with everybody that I meet in person. And, you know, nobody that I've met has been wary or afraid to do so. And there's something about that, you know, being able to look somebody in the eyes when you're sitting across the table or you're grabbing a coffee and sharing a story, there's a higher level of intimacy as far as, you know, drawing that person closer, et cetera. And it's one of the reasons, I don't have the number in front of me. I saw a study a couple of years ago where people that would meet over Zoom, you know, romantically, when they met in person, there was no spark. And it was like 40%. And it's kind of, you know, because you build this rapport online, you think everything's great because all you're seeing is the hits. And until you actually get in front of somebody and you start talking to them and you start communicating with them, that's really where you can dive deeper into the relationship, where your product or service is not looked as being utilitarian, but almost a necessity. And they're buying into you. They're not just buying into the product. And in my experience, I don't know if I'm right, but in my experience, I think that it's harder to build that level of either trust to where it's a necessity online. And if it is, point me into that direction because I want to learn how to do that.